We're here with Ellen Sinopoli from the Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company, a Troy, New York-based company that's performing on the 7th of March at the Troy Savings Bank. Your company is, what, 28, 29 years old?
29, I know.
How wonderful. Were you always a dancer?
I was. I come from a family of artists. My mother was a professional dancer. My father, a professional musician. And by the time I was born, my mother was not performing anymore, but was teaching. So I'm sure I was in that studio before I could walk.
Oh, I'm sure.
So it just became part of me.
Part of your life. So you were, was it a classical dance or?
My mother and father were involved in the performance world in the early 1920s. So during vaudeville.
Wow.
They were performing, my mother when she was 13, my father when he was 16. So the type of thing, that dance that my mother did were called revues. So there would be a tap dance and there would be a ballet dance and a lyrical dance and so forth and so on. So her background was a mixture of all of that. So basically she was running what I would consider a local dance school as I was growing up, and we did all of those kinds of dance. However, when I was a teenager, and this was in Hartford, Connecticut, when I was a teenager, I was introduced to modern dance. And my teacher was someone by the name of Truda Cashman, who worked directly with Alvin Nicolai, who was a very famous choreographer. So I was introduced to modern dance as a teenager. Most people learn about it maybe as a college student. I majored in dance at college and then went on to perform out in the Boston area mostly. And I taught at a performing arts high school. And then at a point in my career when I was not performing anymore, I wasn't sure how much teaching I wanted to do. We moved up to the Capital Region, my husband and I, for his work. And I just decided that I wanted to put together a professional modern dance company.
Were you always a choreographer?
Or no.
Was that always something in your background?
No.
Well, what brought you into choreography?
It's just the process.
Yeah.
You know, when you're younger, you want to perform. You want to be a performer. As that part of your career progresses, you may move into teaching as well. You may move into a certain amount of choreography. I had done a lot of choreography at this performing arts high school, and I was working with very, very talented teenagers, but I wanted to work with professional adult dancers. And this is where I happened to be at that point in my life. It was during a recession. Everybody told me I was nuts, but I said, okay.
Okay, I'm nuts. Might as well enjoy myself. You get inspiration for your creations, for your choreography, through music, basically, or through life, through social interactions?
I think it can cover all of that spectrum. I am very, I guess because of my father, very musically oriented. But I do tend to pay attention to 20th and 21st century music, primarily. I did not plan to become a collaborator. But in the process of this 29 years, I've done 40 or more collaborations, different kinds of artists, and not all artists. I've worked with a physicist. I have worked with an architect. You can get your inspiration. My feeling is you have to keep your eyes and ears open. Well, I'm a very visual person.
Yeah.
That's how I learn. This was with Frances Brunet, or Brunette, who was at RPI when we did this in the architecture department. She is now the president of Pratt. But she approached me about two big projects. One we did in a storefront in Troy on River Street, which had to do with malleable space. And then the other we did in the gas holder building in Troy.
Oh,
big
yes.
Round, and we created a vertical stage wrapped in spandex, strips of spandex. And so it was marvelous to work with her. I mean, it was just really, it was outside the box in many ways.
Oh, lovely. But you've also worked with artists and composers and musicians.
And poets. Yeah.
And everything from accordions to Indian music to, I mean, I think any music has stimulated some
it
of
can.
Your work.
Yeah. It certainly can. And it's very, and just like with the Bach cello suites, they came to me about this performance that's going to happen on March 7th.
At the Troy Music Hall.
Right, and yeah. This is this celebration of the 300th year of Bach writing the cello suites. And they were going to do this performance, but they wanted with cellists, but they wanted to incorporate dance. So they asked me about participating. So one of the cellists, Ashley Bathgate, will be performing live. She had pieces of music that were, they were not written by her. She's performing them, that were inspired by the Bach cello suites.
Oh, right.
So they have a very different contemporary feel to them. And so I chose one of those, and we created a work for the concert. To me, it's a very unique piece of music. It has all these components, moments of stillness in it, and space. We ended up calling the dance Within the Quiet. And I was experimenting with allowing movement to occur versus forcing it, and not often with impulse, and how that works.
See, now we're getting to how do you describe dance on the radio. And I've been reading some of these reviews of your work. So sensuous flow, suggestions of life unfolding over time.
Every time I choreograph, and I'm up to 100.
Oh, okay? Wow.
Every time I choreograph, I try to challenge myself in a different way. So this piece was looking at this sense of space and sense of quiet and lack of effort, and yet still making it as interesting visually as possible, and being driven and inspired by the music. But now Ashley had another piece of music that she wanted me to listen to by a different composer, which is an entirely different dynamic of flying all over the place and huge momentum.
Uh-huh.
And so I've actually gotten her to agree to perform both pieces for our May concert.
May 9th or something,
right.
And that's
right.
At
the Egg, right. And we have the Capitol Trio performing there live as well, which is the resident classical trio from UAlbany, University at Albany. So lots of live music at that.
And you do work with a lot of local artists and musicians.
I do. That's one of the things I discovered when I moved here, is that there's an enormous just group of very talented artists in all kinds of fields. And they want to work together. So that's great.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely. Theater doesn't come involved with this, mostly. You are dance and music oriented.
I have used spoken word, live spoken word.
Or poetry,
often,
you mentioned.
Often they can be thematically developed, not a narrative per se,
right.
But certainly dealing with poverty, dealing with breaking out of boundaries. I can choose broad themes, which create an atmosphere, versus following a storyline.
How much is set or costume involved in anything at all, or are you mostly working
some of the pieces, body? Like the pieces I did with Francis, were all about the set, and we were creating on this malleable set. And
that's the architecture production.
Yeah. And I've used huge strips of cloth hanging from the ceiling, 4 feet wide, that we manipulate. Sometimes I will have artists that I've worked with, like Willie Marlowe and John Mass and Michael Oatman, and we will project their imagery on this back scrim.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So it becomes very much a part of.
There was also a production you did with a stairway.
That was with Michael. He was at the with Ken Ragsdale as well. They had an exhibit installation at the Opalka Gallery.
Oh yes.
In Albany, yes. Which is part of Russell Sage College, and it took up the entire space almost. It was wild. It was absolutely wild. So we created a number of solos in and out through the exhibit. But he was honoring Duchamp, descending a staircase. And so he created a video of my dancers, body painted. And then I created a dance to Joan Tower's music, actually. And I had this industrial staircase about, I don't know, 10 feet tall that could move. And then so you can be inspired by other artists.
So you're dancing with the staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. Case.
And we would, and this was a huge thing, and we were flipping it and turning it, and I mean, not fast, but
and
that
so
was fun. And we still do that piece.
Oh, do you?
Yes, we still perform that work. It's in our repertory.
Well, I'd love to see that again. Yeah. That'd be great.